Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
Do you have a hell of a story? Head to annaandraven.com, fill out the form, and we'd love to have you on the air. Tim, you have a hell of a story.
I got a story to share with y'all. So I was about 19. I was going through a dive training course to become a search and recovery diver. And in the middle of the program, we decided to go to a canal that was in the outskirts of Miami. And we were looking for cars that were dumped so the person would avoid car insurance payments.
Mm.
Okay. So we're going along the bottom of the canal, and we're finding stuff like car mirrors, doors, tires. And I just have to run my hand across what felt like a leather bag. And my partner and I didn't know what it was, and so we just marked it, and we came back up to the surface, and we talked to our instructor about what we felt and how heavy it was, and he told me to go down and get it. So I went down and got the bag. It was heavy. I was standing on the bottom of the canal. I was struggling to keep it in my hands. It took three or four people to get it up onto the shore. And lo and behold, there was a hitman's kit. And it had five guns in it.
Oh, my gosh.
They were all scorched. All the numbers were scratched off. And there was suppressors for all five guns in there.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's amazing.
And terrifying. I mean, I'm so glad you said that and not a body.
I thought it was going to be a body.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was going to be a body. And then I was like, this can't be there that long.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I thought for sure he was bear hugging a body on the bottom of the canal.
So now what? What do you do? You have all these things. Like, what is our next step?
Got to call the cops, right?
So my instructor works with the Miami-Dade Police Department quite often. So he just called the police department, and they came out, took pictures of it. And my group was able to get a picture with the hitman's kit before they took it in for evidence.
I mean, when you hear about something like this, you tell a story like that. Like, people, we see hitmen on television, right? And, you know, they're part mm-hmm. of many different stories that we all partake in. I mean, you feel like they have to exist, but to see something like that,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, that's somebody that was walking right where you were walking, that clearly made it their business to do terrible things. I mean, you had five hitman guns with suppressors. Like, wow.
I wouldn't even know what that was. Like, I wouldn't even understand what that meant.
That's what makes it quiet. A silencer.
Yeah, no, I get it now. But I wouldn't know that.
Right, you'd open it up. You'd be like, oh, somebody misplaced their guns.
Right.
Right, you wouldn't be like, this is a hitman kit. Right.
It was just like a huge moment for me. And I was told that even the police department was talking about it all day that day.
So what happens now? So do you hear any more information, or that's kind of it? They're like, thanks for this, buddy. And then they just move on with their lives and you never hear anything again.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. They're just, hey, thanks for finding it and reporting it. And we went on with our day. And a couple of days later, that's whenever my instructor told me that it was a big deal in the police department that mm-hmm. I found that.
Yeah, I mean, if they can, you know, do forensics on some of those weapons, you know, you never know when they tie it to crimes. It's the same thing how technology just advances, right? You look at crimes 20, 30 years ago, DNA, not a thing. Now, DNA is everything, right? Yeah. So it's the same thing with forensics on the weapons, but water will damage. I'm guessing if the hitman was smart enough to throw them all in a case and throw them in the water, he may have scorched the barrels too, but it's interesting. That's definitely a crazy story,
man. It's a hell of a story.
I mean, you find a lot of stuff underwater, that's for sure. That is a hell of a story.